Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hey, happy August. I know it's been a while. I took some time off because I was thinking in my own brain that I wasn't going to do the show anymore. Probably should have prayed about it because that's not what God wants for me. He wants me to continue the show. I think I was more concerned about, you know, the amount of people, but it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality and the messages out there. You know what, Rolling with the Diva, we're changing her name to the Chaplain Hour with Sabrina, Love, Grace, and Hope. And I just want to encourage you guys that no matter what journey you're on or where you're walking in life, that you just know that God is with you. I can testify from all the things I've been through in my life that, oh my gosh, God is with you. Even when somebody says something you don't want to hear, even when all your friends walk away, even when you're at your darkest moment and you are thinking about taking your life. Let's stop right there. If you are thinking about taking your life, please hang up, call 911, and get to the nearest emergency room. You're valued, you're wanted, and you're more than enough. Life may seem bleak with everything going on in the world, with the politics and the craziness, with COVID-19 and all these issues, jobs, death of family or friends. There's so many things that a person can go through, and sometimes they just need to know that people care. You are loved. Also turn to somebody you know and get some help. All right, so we're going to play a song. Thank you guys for totally, waiting for episodes. But after and you know what really did it was a lot of the Instagram, the messages that I received from people and people telling me they missed the post and everything. I'm an instrument for God, and I'm going to allow God to use me anywhere he wants. And you know what? It's a fun mission. All right. We're going to play a song, and we will be right back after a commercial and a song.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
Most
Emotions are okay. It's nothing wrong with them. And you, sometimes we think as Christians or religious people that our emotions, it doesn't go along with our faith. But I was reading today on the YouVersion of the Bible, and it was really interesting how it was talking about that God had emotions and it's okay. And I was like, you know, that's right. Because this all started with, last weekend I had my chaplain weekend, which is my chaplain CPE class. We usually meet in person, but now for COVID-19, we're meeting on Zoom or on Google. It was a great session. I love my peers, love them. Yet from the class, my condo retaliation against me because of my dog, waiting for my one of the chaplain jobs I was hired for to start, and just looking for other jobs as a chaplain, I just found myself trying to keep the weight of tears from overwhelming me. It was so hard because I felt like, am I being good as a Christian to have these feelings? Why am I feeling this way? And, you know, it really came to a head when, as I said, with my condo, with my dogs, and I had gotten one of their letters, and they were saying I had to get rid of my dogs, and I was like, no, this is wrong, because, you know, I have proof on all this stuff, and I just broke down crying. I literally broke down crying in my room, in my chair, and I was basically just sobbing, like, on the floor. Well, it was hard. And I just kept asking God, please, please, God, don't let them take my dogs. Let them take my dogs. Please let me work something out, you know. And I just, through that, those tears, I was able to, after I cried, you know, my dogs, of course, immediately they jump up in my lap because they're such kind little creatures. And I just love them. And they're just, hi, Zion. Hi. That's my Zion. He's over there looking at me. Now he's coming over here in bunny sleep. But so they just were giving me hugs and pets, and, you know, they literally were. And I just I ended up going to sleep and slept well. And then I just noticed, I just realized, what was it, today, that I'm feeling so less overwhelmed, less stressed, less anxiety, and that I am okay. Because you know what? God wept. He surely did. We sometimes don't want to hear it because we want to be the martyrs, but God wept in reference to us on because he was getting in on the cross for us to save humanity from their sins for past, present, and future. And he did that, and, you know, it's just awe-inspiring for me because I'm like, you know what, tears are okay, emotions are okay, but this is what I see. I don't know why I never really considered tears as an, well, they're tears, you cry, but crying as an emotion like I did, but it was really when I was really crying my heaviest that I just realized that, you know what, that it's okay. Jesus wept is a phrase famous for being the shortest verse in the Bible, as well as in the King James and others. Not the shortest in the original language. It is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 35. What did Jesus wept about? When Jesus wept, he showed all these things. John 11, 1 through 45 concerns the death and resurrection of Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, and a friend of our Lord. Jesus wept in John 11:35 when he gathered with the sisters and other mourning deaths. You know what? It's just funny because we don't think of Jesus as crying, but he does. Two passages in the gospel and one in epistles, Hebrews 5:17, that Jesus wept. In the gospels, our Lord wept as he looked on man's misery, and both instances demonstrates our Lord's loving human nature. That's why we should love humanity, because God did first. His compassion for people and the life he offers to those who believe. When Jesus wept, he showed all these things. God is the most compassionate person. We can't outdo God on giving, on compassion, on anything else, on honor, because he went through all of these. But he went through it for us. John 11, 1 through 45 concerns the death and resurrection of Lazarus, his brother, as I said. I'm sorry. And in Romans 12, 15 talks about silent tears. And this was taken from www.gotquestions.org/jesus-web.html, just so you guys know where the information was coming from. I thought that was interesting. So what do you think about that? Do you now understanding that Jesus wept for you, his child, his daughter, his son, that he got on the cross for you? Does that make a difference when you cry? Because you have to understand, he sees our tears. He understands our tears. He sends the Holy Spirit with us to be with us when we're being upset. I think that's just so important that we understand that. But we're not alone. I know there's a phrase that that somebody was asking Jesus, and it was like the carrying the sand, and the guy says, well, where were you? And God says, carrying you and looking at the footprints. That's a paraphrase version. God is always here with us, even when we're in the midst of our darkest time, our darkest hour. Or when I'm not sad or depressed. I was just so upset, and I didn't realize I just got overwhelmed by everything that I just started crying. But I needed that to wash my soul, because that crying washed away so many different things that was on my mind, and that I was able to give to God and go to him and just say, God, I love you. Please help me with this. And please show your presence. Doesn't mean that it's going to come out favorable. That's not what it means. But it just means through my tears that I dealt with my emotions in a way other than eating. Because most Americans or most people, when they get upset, they subconsciously eat. And they may not think it, but it could be overeating extra food, drinking, drugs, anything that can cause us to have further challenges. Because when you mask an emotion, it doesn't mean it goes away. It's just masked. But it's going to bubble up, and it's going to come just like mine came. Because I really should have been dealing with, you know, admitting I was frustrated and a little concerned about me trying to find work as a chaplain and a full-time job because I'm not getting long-term disability anymore. Also, you know, I should have been dealing with recognizing that even though I was never jealous of people I've seen who are getting married, in relationships, blah, 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 I was not jealous. But I was asking God, you know, I know the journey you have me walking, but why have I never been able to find somebody like other people remarrying? We need to ask these questions to God because, one, it's an honesty. He already knows. Two, he can send the Holy Spirit to help us. And three, you know what? It calls us to our knees to pray and to ask God to help us deal with our emotions honestly and truthfully and not mask them. Because when we're masking them and we're trying to put them down and saying it's no big deal, that's Satan not wanting us to be able to deal with our life as is and go to God. There's our darker forces in this world, and they are fighting with God to have us not with God. So I'm going to play a song for you. I'm so excited. This artist, she sent me her music, and I'm just really grateful that she did. And by the way, if you're an artist and you want to send me your music, please don't hesitate. When you send it, you're giving me permission to play it on the air lots of times. I don't give it to other stations to play, but you do give me that permission. So, but for the listener, you are not giving permission to go take their song and share it and make it your own. So please don't be stealing people's songs, okay? Because that's not very nice. But before we go to the song, I want to remind everybody, 211 in all the United States, you can dial and get referrals for counseling, domestic violence, women's issues. Oh my gosh, so many referrals for food, you can, list of churches, other things. Don't be hesitant. Don't be proud. You are worthy. These things are out there for the humanity to use. And sometimes people just don't use them because they don't know. If you know somebody who in their state needs 211, give them 211 number, and they can let 211 know what the things that they need and how that they can help them with what they need. So just so you know, that's something I found out years ago, and I continually share that with people because we sometimes don't, as a community of people, sometimes we don't share things with people because we think that, you know, they'll not like it or they won't show appreciation for it or something. So the thing is, it's not for your appreciation. It's for God. So you do things not to get appreciation, but to honor God. Okay, just so you know. I thought that was an interesting concept. So this song is by LaDonna, and it's called Look Up and Enjoy.
Don't sweat it. You should know you weren't much more. Forget it.
Yep, you should look up. Look up to God when you're stressed and you don't know where to turn. Turn to God. He is there for you. He loves you so much. John 3:16, for He loved us so much that He sent His only Son to die for us. That's my favorite reason. You are amazing. You're wonderful. I know that with COVID right now, there's so many things going on. Maybe in your mind, this is never going to end with this situation, but it will. Maybe you're trying to find work or you're just hanging on to your work and you don't want to share your emotions with anybody. Okay, don't share them with God. And then consider why we're humanity. We need each other. You need that one person or two that you can depend on at any time and they can walk you through anything. I'm so grateful for Elations Radio. Kimmy Kim, who sponsors this show, who thought enough of me to help me have a radio show. I'm so thankful for the many people in my life. And for you know what, most of all, I'm thankful that I have God that is there for me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And He hears me and I can talk to Him because sometimes truly people will let us down and truly we will not feel like our friends understand, but that's okay, God does. That was Dwayne Glatt. He's a good friend of mine. Love him and love his family. Great singer. I'm going to be playing one of his newest releases here soon. I wanted to remind you guys to remember one thing. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you to give you, a not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future and prosper you. That's paraphrased version from the Diva. So nobody send me no Bible information and say I need to learn read my Bible because I don't need that. Okay, so I'm going to be honest. Today, it's this tears thing that God has kept putting on my heart. But today when I was in my at my new church, and I was listening to the speaker, God just kept putting that on my heart. So I was like, okay, God, I'm going to go ahead, and I made the add to your podcast, I created it, and I knew I wanted to play the songs, but God again had me go into my email and look up MP3 and look up songs. And on it, I clicked on LaDonna, just like that. There's no coincidence with God. And it had the song Look Up. And I played it, and it fit right in. God has a plan. I'm going to tell you, God leads the show, not me. I'm just an instrument. I'm here to tell you as a Christian woman that has had issues with depression, anxiety, overeating, you know, anger, being divorced, being single, issues with pornography, that I can say all praise God that God has helped me overcome those. That God has a plan. Even in the midst of my show, God has a plan. And today's show was really God showing me that I need to get back on the air. I need to do what I need to do and serve Him. And I also need to be okay with sharing my life with people so they can see that they can overcome too. I'm going to play Look Up Again by LaDonna, and then we'll sign off. You guys have a great week. And more than likely, I will see you on Wednesday or Thursday. Here we go. Well, you know what? Let me bring up the song again because I clicked it off. How silly is that? But that's okay because it gives me a little bit more time to talk with you guys and to see what you're doing and to see how life is treating you. And, that was funny. I don't know why I did that. Nobody's perfect except for God. So thank God for Him. Appreciate Him.
Dry your eyes. Come and try your eyes.